Why does the CIA think this book is so dangerous that they had to hide it from the public for 60 years and continue to hide most of it? Well, it's because the man who wrote it describes the end of the world. Thomas presents evidence of a coming shift in the Earth's poles that creates a cataclysm. And Thomas says these pole shifts are cyclical, that on regular intervals, a disaster wipes out almost all human life, and we start over again in the Stone Age.
The rumble so low as to be inaudible, then fueling into a thundering roar, the earthquake starts. Only it's not like any earthquake in history. In California, mountains shake like ferns in a breeze. A mighty Pacific rears back and piles up into a mountain of seawater more than 2 miles high, then starts its race eastward. The wind attacks, shredding everything in supersonic bombardment. The mountain of Pacific seawater follows the wind eastward, burying Los Angeles and San Francisco as if they were but grains of sand.